Yeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv Beretz Canaan. Yaakov settled in the land of his fathers. Eila told us Yaakov, these that told us of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Hashanah. Now the parsha really should begin with Eila told us Yaakov. These are the stories we're about to hear of the children of Yaakov. Similar to the way that Parshas Noach begins, Eila told us Noach. And the way Parshas told us begins, Eila told us Yitzchak. So this pasuk should have been Eila told us Yaakov. Why is Eila told us Yaakov only the second pasuk? And moreover, the pasuk of Vayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv, should have been in last week's parsha. After Yaakov has completed running away from Lavan and running away from Esav, he finally had a chance to sit. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megurei Aviv. That was the conclusion of last week's parsha. So why is it the introduction to this week's parsha? So Rashi quotes the famous Medrash, Vayeshev. Bikesh Yaakov Lisha B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu wanted to sit B'Shalva. He wanted to live in peace and tranquility after a life of running around. But Kavetz Alav Rogzeh Shel Yosef, but the Maisa of Yosef unfolded, and he didn't have a chance to live peacefully. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Dayin L'Tzadikim Mashem Mesukan Lahem L'Olam Haba. Is it not enough for my Tzadikim to have the Schar Olam Haba, but Ella, they also Mavakshin Lisha B'Shalva B'Olam Hazeh? They also want Shalva Be'olam Hazeh in this world as well, they want? And perhaps we could understand that Rashi, that quoting the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, oh, what's the answer? How do you get Shalva? The Tzadikim want Shalva in this world. You know what the answer is? The answer is, Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef is the solution. Yosef is the key to having a life of Shalva Be'olam Hazeh. Now the strange thing is that Yosef at Tzadik lived anything but a life of Shalva. He was hated by his brothers. He was sold down to Mitzrayim. He was thrown into jail. From the outside, Yosef lived a life of turmoil as a nomad, wandering from place to place, being faced with the greatest of nisyonos, challenges, enticed by Eshes Potiphar, enticed in a country enveloped in znus and avodah zarah. Yosef lives a life without a mother and without a father and without a family. No friends, no companionship, a life of loneliness and despair. A life of emptiness, abandonment, and pain. Some of us might be feeling this way, perhaps in a lesser magnitude. We might be feeling lonely. We might be feeling that that spark is no longer there. The conversations are no longer of substance. We might be feeling like we are stuck in a Mitzrayim, a place of filth and znus. Wherever we walk, we see filth and we see tumah. Impossible to escape. We might feel distanced from our parents, our children. We might be struggling with parnasa. We might be complaining to Hashem, why were we put in this situation with such tsaros, such nisyonos? We just want to be living b'shalva. We just want life to be good, relaxing, enjoyable. We want the same thing as Yaakov Avinu wished upon himself. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz Megurei Aviv be'eretz Canaan. We want to just sit peacefully. And the Torah tells us that Yosef is the answer to all of our problems. Rav Numa tells us that Rasha Omrim Lo, when a Rasha goes up to Shemayim, to the Beis Din Shemala, they ask me, Malo Asachta B'Torah, why weren't you engaged in learning Torah? Klum Na Hayis B'Yosef, you think you were so tarred in the Yetzirah? Were you more beautiful than Yosef? Was the Yetzirah greater than Yosef? Did you have a greater Nisayon than Yosef at Tzadik? And Yosef was able to overcome it. So Yosef now is Mechayiv all the Shem, that we have no excuse anymore. Because if Yosef did it, then we did it. And we could do it. We could overcome our Yitzhar. We could overcome our challenges. But how can we compare ourselves to Yosef HaTzadik? He was Yosef HaTzadik, and I'm me. I don't have the same self-control. I don't have the same bitachon. Not a fair model for me. The answer is that, of course, we're not like Yosef HaTzadik. We weren't raised in the house of Yaakov Avinu. But the lesson is that the power is in your hands. The power is in our hands. Yosef controlled his own destiny. Yosef decided how to perceive, how to approach his circumstances. We can't change how we were raised. We can't change who raised us, the mistakes that we made, the challenges that we face. But we can decide whether we will give up, whether we will keep on fighting. The Sefer by the name Yad Yosef, a very appropriate name for the following idea. That pasuk says, "Ein sar beis ha-sohar ra es kol muma b'yado." The warden of the prison that Yosef was in saw there was nothing bad b'yado in the hand of Yosef HaTzadik. He saw that Yosef HaTzadik was so matzliach. He wanted to know was that he was a tzadik for Yasher. He earned this, he deserved this, and it's someone he could trust to watch over his prison. Or perhaps it was mazel, he had good mazel. And that mazel could end at any given moment, so he can't trust Yosef HaTzadik to oversee and supervise the prison. So the Sar Beis HaSar, I don't know how he knows this, but the Sefer Yad Yosef knew that the warden was that had the ability to read palms. Something that the Zohar speaks of, something that we don't do though. And he looked in his hand, he looked b'yado to see if he had mazel in the palm reading, or no, there's something he earned on his own. He explains that Ein Sar Beis HaSar Roa Es Kol Muma B'yado. He saw nothing in his hand, nothing in his palm that read that Yosef had good mazel. He didn't have good mazel, he had terrible mazel. Terrible mazel. So he knew that he earned it on his own. And although he didn't have Muma B'yado, he didn't have good mazel B'yado in his hand, he had B'yado. He had the ability in his hand. He became Yosef HaTzadik because everything was B'yado. He was self-made. He overcame these challenges all by himself. And that's why the Medrash tells us when Rachel gave birth to Yosef, Yaakov knew that they were ready to continue moving on. He knew that Yosef was the one who's going to stand up to Esav. He knew that Yosef was the one to go down to Mitzrayim and be able to bring Parnassah to all the Shvatim. And he knew Yosef was the one to take them out. Because the Yam lo nikre ela b'zechusa she Yosef. The Yamsef only split because of the zechus of Yosef at Tzadik. Why did it split in the Zechus of Yosef at Tzadik? Harav HaKadosh of Shlomo Elkebetz, the author of the Chadoli, explains that just like Yosef at Tzadik was Mahapich HaTeva, he changed nature. He overcame the most impossible test you could imagine to overcome that Yetzihara. So too, Mida Keneged Mida, the Yamsuf was Mahapich Teva. It went against nature. It went Lemala Min HaTeva. So the Zechus Yosef at Tzadik who changed Teva, so too the Yamsuf changed its Teva. Yosef was able to overcome all challenges. He didn't give up. He had trust. He had bitachon. He kept on fighting, knowing that with Hashem's help, with Nisim, everything can change. You can overcome any nisayon. Just keep pushing yourself. And because of this tremendous bitachon, Yosef's endurance and strength, it was in his zechus that the Yamsuf was split, showing that if you will it, nature can and nature will change. And that's why the Medrash says, Hayam Rav Yanus. What did the water sea, we say in Hal, we're going to be saying in the next 8 days in Hanukkah. Hayam Rav Yanus, what did it see? Says the Medrash, Ra, Ironisha Yosef Yori Leyam. He saw that they were lowering down the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik into the Yamsuf. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, Yanus Hayam, the water you should run away. Mipnei Hanes Min Havera. Because this person, Yosef HaTzadik, ran from the Avera. He ran from the Avera, so Yamsuf, you should run away from each other. Just like he ran away from the Avera, which is a impossibility, given the circumstances. So you should do the impossible and cause yourself to split. Go lemala min hateva. Because Yosef did something so hard, something so impossible, he exerted self-control. Tremendous amount of self-control. Because he went against all odds, no matter what any doctor or therapist would say, he didn't give up hope and he believed in himself, he believed in Hashem, that it was biyado. It was up to him. That he controlled his own destiny. And this is the story of Hanukkah, a story of miracles, of being Mahapich B'Teva, unraveling nature, never giving up, always believing in yourself, your abilities, and miracles will happen. That's why the Sfarim talk about the great connection between Yosef at Tzadik and Hanukkah. This parsha of the Bor always coincides with Hanukkah. And the drasha of that Habor Rekbein Wamayim, that there was no water in the Bor, but there was Nechashim Akravim, there were snakes and scorpions. That drasha appears in the Gemara that talk about Hanukkah. What's the connection of Bor and Hanukkah? The idea is that Yosef was so low down. He was in the depths of the Bor, in a place of darkness, cold and damp, lonely, surrounded by all types of snakes and scorpions, nisyonos and taivas, a world of emptiness and filth. And yet, Yosef HaTzadik emerged from the depths of Gehenim, this Bor. And with that fire, with that bren, with that ish, he was able to emerge on top of the world. Yosef HaTzadik was able to orchestrate miracles, read dreams, Mahapicha Teva, like that story of Hanukkah, like that flame of the Chashmonaim, to be elevated and shine above the rest from that place of darkness. That's what means when it says Ner Ishu Beso, that the Ner, the fire, is within each of us, with each Ish. We need to start that spark, start that fire, destroy the Yetzer Hara, emerge above, ignite our fire, never giving up, and always plowing ahead. Following halacha appears in the sugyas of Chanukah that there's a gamal shetan pishan. If there's a camel carrying a load of pishan, a lot of flax on its back, it's walking through Rishus HaRabim. And the pishan is so big, too much, it's an oversized vehicle, and the pishan goes into the chanus, into a store. And there's a fire in the store, there's a candle lit. And it catches fire, the pishan catches fire, and it causes the whole building to burn down. So the Bala Gamal, the owner of the camel's chai, because he put too much, it was an oversized vehicle. He shouldn't be carrying it through the Rishus HaRabim like this. But if the Chenvani, the store owner, puts the candle outside of the Rishus HaRabim where it shouldn't be, and then the camel passes by, the Pishtan catches fire, so then the Chenvani, the store owner, is responsible because he shouldn't be putting the fire outside the store. But then Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's near Chanukah, that the Chenvani, that the store owner places the Chanukah candle outside, which he's supposed to be Prisum Inisa, he puts it outside and the camel walks by and the fire catches the pishtan and everything burns down, then the Chenvani is pater. Even though he placed the fire outside, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, things are different. Why? So we find almost an identical medrash with regards to Yosef Etzadik. The gamal, the pishtan, the ish. That says, Vayeshev Yaakov, Yaakov sat, he was the pishtani. He had this big load on the gamal, on the camel, says the medrash. He had this big load. And this big load was referring to Esav. The load, this, the fear, the Yetzihara, the Esav, was coming after him. And there's one wise man said to him, light a little fire. He could, because Yaakov couldn't get through the door because the load was too big. So the one Pikeach says, light that fire, and you're going to burn down all the Pishtan. So that's what it means when Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. You know what the answer is to Yeshev Yaakov? When Yaakov was sitting down with HaPishtani, he had this whole big load. He wanted to sit Bishalva. What's the answer, says the Medrash? Ela told us Yaakov that Yosef is the solution. He's the solution to it. What's the solution? Because the Pasuk Novadia says, Hayah Beis Yaakov Ish. The house of Yaakov is fire. It Beis Yosef is Lahava. That's that spark. Who Beis Esav Lakash. And the Beis Esav is all that Pishan, all that, the heavy load. So Nitzat Tiyotze Mi Yosef. A little spark came from Yosef. He ignited a fire. Shemechal of the surface Kum and burnt everything down. That's the same exact Medrash, the same exact parallel and model we have by Chanukah. That near Chanukah burned down that Pishan and your Pater. That fire of Yosef burned down that Pishan. That's the idea. When a person's so low, has this heavy Pishan, that heavy weight, a little spark, a little fire could help us elevate, like Yosef at Tzadik and the Chashmonaim. Because we are not bound by Mazel, we are not bound by Teva, just because we're in a certain Bor, a certain Gehenim, a certain path of Taiva, we're not bound by that. But we are above nature. We're lemala min hateva. We can never give up. And we don't ever give up. That's why we're still here as a nation, because we don't give up. We need to just start a little spark. Light that match. Ignite that strength and a passion deep within us. And overcome all challenges. Defy all odds. It's not about fate or destiny, but it's all b'yada. We have that power. My youngest son, Yisrael Meir, was born. We were staying at my in-law's house for Shabbos. In case my wife goes into labor, so my in-laws will watch the kids, and Kachava, Friday night, 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife goes into labor. Tell my in-laws, my wife calls a doctor, calls a cab, and we get in the cab, we go to North Shore. And we get there, the nurse is starting to set everything up. And the nurse has said that the baby most probably won't be born until tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning. You have several hours. So learning Masechet Shabbos at the time, very much at the end of Masechet, the last two blot, and Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. And get to the Gemara, which tells us that high man, one who is born on Yom Rishon on a Sunday, is going to be a leader, be Rosh. High man debat betray b'Shabbos, the person who is born on the second day, on a Monday, he gavar rags, and he's going to be very strong, because that's the day when the waters split. A person who is born b'yom tolas on the third day, he's going to be osir, and osir is going to be wealthy, because that's when the grass started to grow. A person who is born on the fourth day, the Gemara says, he's going to be very smart, because that's when the ma'oros, the lights of sun and moon and stars were created. And a person is born on the fifth day on Thursday is going to be a Gomel Chasadim because a fish and birds were created on that day. There was Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to give them food. And then anyone who's born on Erev Shabbos, he's going to be a chazan after mitzvahs. He's going to chase after mitzvahs because Erev Shabbos, we're running to prepare for Shabbos. We're always running. He's going to have the inyan of his rizos. I'm getting very excited. So what's the mazel? My child, my first of my children who's going to be born on Shabbos. All the other ones were born during the week. I'm very excited what's going to be with my Shabbos baby. Hai man di b'shabasa, ir b'shabasa yomus. A child who's born on Shabbos, his mazel is death. Al da'achila, al do'yom rabba de Shabbasa, for being mechal Shabbos. And then I started to go, oh no. I thought my wife, hold it in for another 12 hours. There's bad mazel for giving birth on Shabbos. Got very nervous. And then I started to read a little bit ahead of the Gemara. Reading on, the Gemara says towards the bottom, even though this mazel is true of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, each day of the week, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, ein mazel the Yisrael. We have no mazel. Not that we have bad mazel. We are not bound by mazel. We are not bound by fate and destiny. We are not bound by nisyonos. We are not bound by yitzharas and taivas, being stuck in a bor, in a gehenim with that heavy pishon. We are lemal minateva. We are above that. We are not affected by that. We have the ability, biyado, to overcome all these different challenges in this world. Yemirat Hashem, we should be zocha. We see ourselves and Klal Yisrael overcome all our individual fights, our individual challenges, and our global challenges. We should be zocha to seeing the ultimate Chanukah, the ultimate Chashmaim, that fire, that Eish Kodesh, the Eish HaTorah, Eish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gula Shem of Amita B'mehiri Amenu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.